The Office of Management and Budget will require your agency to include more data in its 2016 budget requests and use data to make decisions. OMB wants benchmarks and timelines of financial investments so it can organize cross-agency priority goals. Beth McGrath is director of Deloitte's federal practice and former deputy chief management officer at the Department of Defense, writing now on federalnewsradio.com about how you can make even more and even better business decisions based on data. Beth, it's great to have you back in the program. This is called Putting Focus on Business Optimization in Federal Agencies. What is the connection between business optimization and data reliance?
Well, I think the most obvious answer is the more you rely on actual accurate data, I think the better the decisions you can make from a business perspective. And I think in the federal government, we have so much data. Sometimes it's difficult to discern what good data versus bad looks like. But I think the more we put focus on that information, the better the not only the budget decisions will be, but the prioritization and strategic decisions will be.
Is that the first job or one of the first jobs you should undertake when you're realigning business operations inside a federal agency?
Well, the focus on really understanding what your organization does, and then how it does it. The business is really the encompassing all of the support functions in the federal government, from human resources to finance, supply chain, et cetera. Really understanding what you have, and then how you execute your business, I think, is the first step. And then, understanding how you do what you do, so what you do, how you do it, and then what data supports it. I think the last part is where we have the least amount of information is around the data.
You write, instilling a cost culture and discipline of performance-based assessment can make this task that you're talking about more attainable. Now, you and I have talked about the cost culture on a number of occasions, both before and after you left DOD. How is that different than what most agencies were dealing with, or how was that cost culture different than what DOD was working under before you started that effort?
Yeah, I think that we are so, acutely focused on the budget and the budget numbers and budget formulation and budget execution that we don't necessarily understand the cost. And what I mean by that is, there's a budget line for a specific IT system, and but if you really look at what is the cost of executing a particular business area, HR, finance, whatever it might be, then, it's not just the IT expenditure, the budget, it's the people cost, infrastructure, the IT. And so it's really a much more comprehensive number than, I hate to say, just a budget number, because that's also important, but it's to really understand what you're doing, how you do what you do, and what it costs for you to actually run that aspect of your business.
What was your experience with being the biggest holdup to reception or understanding of the cost culture concept?
Well, I think it's the lens that people are accustomed to looking through. It really is a budget lens. And, with the implementation of some of the more modern technologies, you can shift to a sort of a cost accounting or really an understanding, business practices around capturing cost as part of your day-to-day business. Right now, it's not yet reached the day-to-day aspect of how people execute their business areas. But I think more and more with the fiscal pressure and the exposure to the information, go back to your data comment earlier, I think that, it presented with the right information, it will be much, much easier to make the shift, although it won't happen overnight.
Is there an activity or a series of activities that agencies can undertake to make that winning of hearts and minds more efficient, or is it just a matter of time and letting it sink in to the people, to the minds of people that it needs to sink into, that this is the way we're going to do business from now on?
Well, I think the more the, I'll say the system, and meaning, you know, the executive and legislative branches ask the questions around cost, and the more the specific agencies, leadership asks the questions around cost and not just the budget. So when you're doing any kind of reviews of your support functions to really understand, you know, what does it cost us to do, you know, run the business of defense, business of, you know, homeland security, business of personnel management, that's a very different conversation than, you know, what is our annual budget and where are we spending the money. It's what does it cost us to do what it is we're asked to do in support of the federal government, and then, you know, how are we collecting the data and making decisions?
You use a couple of words in here that strike fear into the hearts of some folks in agencies, and that is the concept of sharing in the context of shared services, in the context of studying and sharing results. Are you seeing any progress in getting around that idea of just because we have something, whether it's data or a process or a method of acquisition or whatever, that we own it and we're going to own it forever and we're never going to let anybody else leverage what we've got?
Well, so yes, I've seen progress. Do I think there's, you know, more to come that could come? Absolutely. I think the fiscal pressure, frankly, is enabling people to think more broadly than perhaps they used to. I mean, if you have a lot of money and you don't need to rely on anybody else, then frankly, a lot of people just do that. But with the fiscal pressure and everybody is looking to reduce their support costs and put more money into mission, you know, if somebody has already solved a problem that you can utilize their solution, I think there is more, you know, productive conversation around that happening. I think you see people looking to, you know, outsource their you know, like financials or HR. I mean, this stuff isn't unique to a specific agency, and so I actually do think that there's you see more of it today, and I think you're just going to see more and more of it as the fiscal pressure gets tighter.
Beth McGrath of Deloitte's writing on federalnewsradio.com titled Putting Focus on Business Optimization in Federal Agencies. And you're right, agencies, I'm going to go back to the data for a minute, Beth. Agencies are sitting on mountains of data, but it's only useful if captured, managed, and analyzed. Those efforts, for the most part, are lagging. Are they lagging in all three of those areas, or is there one area where agencies have more, we'll call it room to grow, than others?
Well, I think that broadly stated, I think that people aren't using the data as much as they could be to, I'll say, help inform some of these decisions. I'm positive that there's greater application to the data than they're currently tapping. And so I would say broadly, I think there's area to improve in every area. Not saying that some agencies aren't doing things, because with the administration's focus on, you know, data, data.gov, I think there is this push to be more transparent and to use the data not only more, but differently.
You write, new approaches to data collection analysis can drive the business case for IT innovation in the public sector. And you write about the Army's financial system that uses data to help the Army shape its budget. What were some of the success factors in that implementation? I assume you're referring to GFEBS there. What were some of the factors in that success factors in that implementation? And what are some things that would apply maybe in another agency's budget environment, not just limited to a military organization?
Yeah, and I think what they did certainly was not unique to a military organization, but it was really changing the conversation. I mean, the GFEBS solution forced the organization to actually execute cost accounting principles and practices, and to really capture a cost of execution, which then if you are understanding what your total cost of, you know, execution is, then you know better, more confidently what to put in your budget. And so it is really the, you know, budget to execution and back is what this is. And it really took a lot of, I'll say, leadership to ensure that people understood the importance of it, not only so that we had, you know, this closed loop from a financial transaction, but what kind of insight it provided to the Army, you know, broadly speaking, in terms of, you know, where they should and could spend their money.
There, you wrote one thing here toward the end of this piece, Beth, that made me think some folks who would read this as the glass being half empty, and some would read it as the glass being half full. You write, a healthy practice of business optimization is never complete. The half full people would say, this is great, we're always going to have opportunities to improve. And the half empty people are going to say, this is never going to end. How will I ever end this? Which side of that do you come down on? I think I have an idea, but confirm it for me, please.
Well, I've never been known as the eternal optimist. However, I would say here that, you know, this transformation or this journey has to start somewhere. And that, you know, the more you engage your workforce, the more you use the data, the more that this becomes sort of part of their day-to-day, the easier it becomes. And then you aren't looking hard for opportunities. You see them, and then you embrace them, and you do the next thing. Because I think at the end of the day, we're all looking at, you know, how can we do our jobs, you know, better, more efficiently and effectively, and how do we serve our federal government in the best way we possibly can? And so I think it's all goodness, but it's not easy, because this is, you know, causing people to change the way they do what they do or even what they do today, to really look and, you know, through these lenses with a much, much broader aperture, I think, than perhaps they've been accustomed to.
Now, see, that's what I thought you'd say. I put you down for the glass half full because there's always opportunity to improve, and I think I got it.
Yes, that is true. Absolutely true.